Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached a tasty Tuesday. It's May 19th. We're at 6:07. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
EMCs, good morning to you. Another scorcher today. High of 87 degrees. All that heat, all that humidity fueling thunderstorms later on today. And then I think it's like 50s and 60s the rest of the week. Like, what?
Come on. Let's just stick with this weather. It was so lovely yesterday.
It was beautiful
yesterday. Windy, but lovely.
Randomly windy. Absolutely. I was like, what in the world's going on? So that is your forecast today. As I mentioned, EMCs, good morning to you. Show didn't even start. And Jen Tui clearly has family in Garfield Heights. So we'll get to that coming up here next.
That's not true.
I'm used to it for Westlake. And
you're
I'm used to the Mentor hatred.
No.
But now another city popped up today.
I'm not sure what's going on here. We need to do a little Star City research.
Something's going on. I didn't even see. Was it on Facebook?
Yeah, it was Justine. Justine sent a message to the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. And
good
we
job,
love it.
Justine.
You can always reach out.
Justine Lang. Yeah. She messages all the time.
Yes, we love you, Justine.
Very, very well done. What was, I don't know, what did Justine point out? We'll get to it after this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I'm just glad the accountability is there. Thank you, Justine.
What do you
mean? Thank you.
What?
She called you out.
I know, but we don't.
Tomorrow it's going to be Westlake, Justine.
It's not.
Get ready.
It's not. We need a guest for dead guy in an envelope today. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. Just good luck.
We mean good luck.
Good luck.
Yes, I mean, good
it
luck.
It takes long to figure this out.
Today could be
it could.
The day. And EMC picked out the name. That's what makes this round even more exciting. 216-343-1021. Good morning, EMCs. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
What did Jen do? She got called up. That's next. We'd love your guess for dead guy in the envelope. You know how the game works. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. We take one guess a day. What is your guess?
George Foreman?
No, it's not George Foreman.
Not George Foreman. What is Justine's issue? Not really an issue. Just something she pointed out. Normally, this is Westlake, and this is what happens.
This is not what happens.
Very
no,
often.
No, it is not.
But not today. That's next. New segment on the show. What did Jen do? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Well, Justine sent us a message on Facebook and on the Jen and Tim Show page and says, I thought you already did Garfield Heights. She's referring to the Star City of the Day. I swear the other day you did Garfield Heights. Do they get two times?
Yeah, this list is getting a little sus.
And then she says, just so you know, June 18th, I'll be closing on my new house. So then you're going to have to give a shout-out to Warren, Ohio. But
she
don't worry.
Not.
I am still working in the Burton, Ohio, and my son will still go to school in Middlefield. So those shout outs would be great too, of course. And didn't I put those as Star Cities a few weeks ago for you Justine?
Not.
Yes, I did.
You did not.
I love you guys too. I'm one of the EMCs. That's what she says. And Justine, you called me out for saying Garfield Heights was Star City recently. I looked through my list. I don't have it. I don't even have any heights in the past few days. I have Mayfield.
Well, she didn't say a few days. Was
Mayfield
it last
Heights
week?
For tomorrow. No, I'm looking back.
Do you
back.
Know anybody in Garfield Heights? Because that's how you get mentioned more often.
No, we had,
I live in Mentor.
No.
We used to date. Mentor never gets mentioned.
We had
I was
Parma.
Born and raised in Akron. Akron's
Parma
never
was yesterday.
Mentioned.
South Amherst, Richfield, Bainbridge, Aurora, Willoughby Hills, Solon, Lakewood, Independence, North Ridgeville, Columbia Station, Rocky River, Copley, Concord, Avon, Maple Heights. Maple Heights? I don't know. That's how far back I'm going. That was a really bad rendition, if that's what that was.
That was long. That commercial
I'm
would
sorry,
never
Justine,
have passed.
I don't think I doubled up on Garfield Heights, but you, I don't know. Maybe I'm.
Which city?
Stop.
And I've mentioned this before. You do a great job with the list, except for Westlake
you
every month.
You don't say that I do a great job with
I
the list.
I will now.
You
just always, for this.
Yeah, you
just
fake
for this
it.
One. Mm-hmm. It's such a good list that it's been copied by several other entities. I mean, the OGs. So which city, township, intersection have you not heard? Please DM us or 216-343-1021. It's a collective list. It's the Jen and Tim Show. So if we're missing something, we should probably know.
Absolutely. And I will add it for sure.
216-343-1021. Or if you want Garfield Heights again tomorrow, make it happen. We're here. We are live and local.
If I did it, I'm sorry.
What do you need? We're here for you. Garfield Heights, Star City of the Day today and tomorrow.
Apparently.
And also last week on Star 102.
A lot.
Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
Justine says, I still got love for you, Jen, but even Tim agrees with me. Garfield Heights was called, even though it's not on your list. I must have done it. I don't remember.
You.
And I have not kept, I didn't put it in my records, my document. What? You what?
I just think that's giving me a lot of credit to remember which Star City of the Day that you did even yesterday. Because outside
yesterday
of Westlake, just being glaringly obvious, that, I mean, in all seriousness, it's probably every month and that's where you live. So that makes sense.
That is not,
but
don't say it
Menor,
like that.
Don't even, never,
you are faking.
Ever being it.
You are, I do not
do
Westlake
once a month. That could
be stories
in Menor, like some good,
Menor
never makes three things.
Menor always makes three things.
I don't know what we have to do.
When you say
nothing.
You felt earthquakes all the time, we talk about.
I wasn't technically Menor. I just felt the residual effects from Southern Concord.
I thought it was Madison.
Yeah, it's somewhere over there.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Anyway, Justine says, maybe I have a friend, and by accident I said Garfield Heights, and you have it listed as something else. That's what I'm going with.
That's the best.
Okay.
You have added to the list. I mean, there was, and she mentioned Menor on the Lake. Remember somebody said, I don't know if it was her husband was a councilman in Menor on the Lake.
Oh,
because
yeah,
Menor
we added
on the Lake,
that.
We added that. We have added some recently.
We've
some
had a lot
ones.
Recently. I'm looking at my, I'm looking at, it's so, there are so many. And I swear Garfield Heights isn't on there twice.
I will
but Justine,
buy you.
I believe you.
I also believe you, Justine, because you always interact with the show. You've called with the show and you were a true EMC. I will buy you breakfast today if you make Garfield Heights the Star City of the Day tomorrow and see if anybody notices.
I'm not. Justine
I will buy
will.
You some eggs. So I will buy you some yours truly downstairs.
No. Justine will notice. I'm not doing it again.
Do
As
it
a
again.
Matter of fact.
Please make Garfield Heights tomorrow.
I'm sorry, Garfield Heights, but I'm cutting you out of the list. No, I'm
oh,
kidding.
Oh, my
I'm
goodness.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
You can't, wait, is that where Arthur Treacher's at or no? What's in Garfield Heights?
Isn't Garfield Heights where all the car dealership, or is that Bedford Heights?
That's Bedford. Why can I not think of one thing in Garfield Heights right now?
I feel like you have to go through Garfield Heights to get to the car places.
So, I don't know. Yeah, it is. Arthur Treacher. That's my
Good
thought.
Job. Good
all right.
job.
There you go. That's my reference.
All right. So,
thank
shout
you,
out
Justine,
Arthur
for this quarter hour.
Sorry, Justine.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, Stevie, on the socials.
So there's a video going viral. It has over 2 million views on TikTok. It was shared by a mom of her child, and he basically was humbling her in the video. And it reminded me of you, Jen. Feels like something your kids would have said to you.
No, boy.
Oh,
can't wait.
I cannot wait for this either.
Can't wait.
That is less than 4 minutes away. Stevie on the socials on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a video going viral on TikTok. It has over 2 million views. It was a mom that shared it of something that her kid asked her. And it reminded me of you, Jen, because I feel like we talked something similar, maybe not as intense as this, but he really humbled her and it felt like something your kids would do. So here's what he had to ask.
When you were 10 years old, were you in the colonial times?
No, I was born in 1984. We had cell phones. How old do you think that I am?
41.
So you think that minus 41 is colonial times? You think that was 41 years ago?
Yeah. But when you were one.
What?
Were you in the colonial times?
No!
This is like when my kids let me know that I was born in the 1900s.
Unfortunately, that one you couldn't deny.
That one you can't
deny.
Colonial
times.
But when you're colonial times is hilarious. But when your kids say something to you like, oh, well, you were born in the 1900s. Do you like that
it's
is
the worst.
Also quite humbling. Like well, yeah, guess I was.
Especially
guess.
When Izzy was younger. I mean, she'll do it here. She's 11 now. But I mean, in like dead serious,
yeah.
Were you born? And then when they finally grasp that you aren't, oh, I don't know, hundreds of years old, possibly,
right.
Then they'll move on to, well, what about grandma? Yeah. Well, grandma wasn't born either.
Next, they're going to ask if you live with the dinosaurs.
I know.
It's I'm like, surprised oh, they haven't.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Anybody else, your child ask you that? Make you feel like you're 900 years old?
They do it often.
Star 102, good morning.
My students asked me, now I was born in 1976, mm-hmm. My students asked me if I had been to Woodstock.
See, there's always something. At least it wasn't colonial times that you were asked. I mean, what are they, when was Woodstock, the 60s? At least you're a decade off or, two, whatever it is.
What did you say when they asked you that?
I'm like, how old do you think I am? These are seniors in high school.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that makes it even worse. Mm. At least this was a little kid.
Right.
Oh, my God. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Were you born in colonial times? What kind of question is that?
Almost. I went to Walmart for a pickup, and a young girl comes around the side of the car and says, I need your birth date because you purchased wine. So I told her 8765, and she punched it into her little thingy, and she looked concerned, and she said, what was it again? So I said, 8765. And she says, well, it's not going in. I said, are you putting 1965? All of a sudden, her eyes got as big as saucers, she stared at me like I was a dinosaur. Yeah. Never occurred to her to do 19, because she's only ever now in the 20s.
Right.
That's right. Born in the 1900s, just like us old folk here.
That's the worst. That's the worst. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Bought something yesterday.
I don't know why you did this, as you have made several TikTok purchases, and they've been a fail.
Like what?
Well,
name one.
When you thought you were getting an advent calendar full of bourbon, like liquid bourbon, and it was teeny tiny miniature Christmas ornaments.
All right, that's one. Mm-hmm. Name another.
The drink holder that you had to like slice in half and try to make it work and still couldn't, so you threw it away.
Fine. I should be banned from the TikTok shop.
Why really do I make should. Dumb? Did you read the reviews?
I did not read the reviews on this one.
Oh, my.
This one, I think I'm onto something.
Can't wait to hear it.
I can't wait to show you. Probably worth the $20. Maybe you need one, too. All right. The reveal is in 3 minutes. This is going to be successful.
I'm racking my brain to see what, to try and think of what could have ad targeted you so much that you were encouraged to buy something else from TikTok shop.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I'm just going to hand you my phone because I feel like
See the product?
It's going to be the easiest way to do it.
Why do you need this?
Everybody needs it. Look
Why do
thing.
You need this? Do you camp?
I don't camp. I was thinking for pool floats.
Okay.
So what is your face telling me? It's a $20 buy. This has got to work. This is a great idea if you're a camper and or own a pool.
It's a 3-in-1 pump.
Thank you.
Okay. How do you currently blow up your pool floats?
Mouth.
What?
Yeah.
You don't have like a pump?
The one I had, like it got corroded, the batteries, it was an entire thing. So I actually do not have a pump at the current time. So I needed something.
So you, right. And you have.
Yeah, I can like see the excitement in your
Did
face.
You see the size of this? In
Tiny,
the hand?
But mighty. Rechargeable. I think this is a home run.
I
think this is it.
How long?
Finally made it. Finally have
so
a good
wait,
purchase on
fast
TikTok.
Fast inflate and deflate camping pump.
Boom.
For air mattress and pool floats.
Done. Perfect.
Rechargeable.
Just what I need.
The thing that makes me nervous is it's rechargeable. Like, how much power are you going to get from that? You're going to blow up a pool float. It's going to take you 3 hours. That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Is there like a video that shows the speed of it?
They do, but of course it's a time-lapse video, so everything inflates and deflates in about 0.3 seconds.
Part of me just thinks you would have been better off maybe just a quick run to Home Depot or Lowe's for a pump. They're marketing it as a 2-in-1 pump, yet the first descriptor on there is camping light.
It's 3-in-1, even better value for my $20.
What's the 3?
I thought it just pump. Yeah, it's for inflate and deflate, and what's the third? Oh, because it has. I know why it's 3-in-1. I didn't even think of this. I forgot about it. Think about what the third thing might be. By the way, if you've purchased this, I'd love to know. 216-343-1021. I'm going to hand you my phone again.
Star 102 Cleveland.
This is the third thing it does.
Part. It's also a light. Boom.
Yeah, I know. That's what the thing is.
Did you ask what 3-in-1 was? Inflate, deflate. So I bought this.
Right.
I don't know. It looks like a micro inflator for the pool floats. Also can be used out for camping or anything else. Inflator, deflator, and also a light in case I want to blow that thing up in the dark.
Well, if you want 60 lumens of light, you get 40 hours out of it.
There you go.
If you want
That's a lot
600
hours.
Lumens of light, you get 3 hours. 200 lumens is 10 hours. That doesn't even make sense.
Is this going to be junk? How good does that look?
I don't want one.
You do.
And then at the end of the video, so she does the...
I'm bringing a pool float in studio and blowing this up when I get
She
this
pumps
item.
The thing up, but then she uses a hand pump to, like, at the end.
Does
like,
this,
why did...
Well,
I don't,
what do you want looks, for 20 bucks? Does it say on there when I'm getting this? I wonder if it's this week.
It's so tiny.
It's really
I thought,
small.
Like, I got ad-targeted the other day for vitamins. from TikTok Shop. It was like, oh, do you feel the bloated in the stomach? Yes, I do. Do you have brain fog? Yes, I do. Do you want to be sharper and crisper during the day? Yes, I do. Like I was like, sure, I do. So then I bought vitamins, like six bottles for $20.
This is when you know.
But I did get ad targeted.
This is when you know how we're a Jen and Tim Show family that you admitted to bloating.
Right?
That's great.
Well, I mean, it literally
no other
was
show
like,
is admitting to bloating.
Like three issues of life. And I'm like, yeah, as a matter of fact, I do have all those issues.
How do I put this? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Coming up at 8:10.
That's right.
It's a good way to put it.
That's right.
What an overwhelming response to the Scoop Squad.
We have a lot of eating to do.
Yes, we
do. We are in trouble. We are. I know that we said we liked ice cream, and that's what probably my favorite dessert outside of cheesecake. I do love a nice cheesecake, but ice cream.
The best.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
We have hundreds of comments on where the, what was the final name that we came up with?
It's the Scoop Squad.
Scoop Squad. The Scoop Squad.
It was the original name and still the name. Right. Exactly. We appreciate you trying to veer it another direction, but it worked out to be Scoop Squad.
So that will be coming up at 8:10. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. We really did it this time.
I think we have an issue. The Scoop Squad is ready to go. We asked for your help. I mean, we decided on a name. That's what we do in the Jen and Tim Show. We're a big family. We asked for your help creating a name. We want to try ice cream this summer, local spots. And then we asked for your recommendations of where to go. That's where there's a small issue.
You just have the best listeners ever.
I mean, truly.
And the suggestions. So we can't possibly get to all of the suggestions, as in mention them on the air. I mean, that it's an impossibility. Also, what's the minor issue? I don't know. I guess I'll call it a minor issue. That's also on the way. Scoop Squad. That's next. We asked you for your help, and of course you came through. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It was a simple question we posed yesterday. We're trying local ice cream this summer. Where should we go, and which flavor should we try?
And this is the small issue. You did too good of a job. We have 310 recommendations.
How are we possibly going to whittle that down?
I don't know.
Well, this goes on maybe for 8 weeks. Let's just say it goes June and July. We're just talking through this now. We'll accumulate all of these places, which continue to do so. Please do. So
we just got a new comment right now.
Yeah, it's great.
And keep adding to it.
You'll see that you can't help but see the logo. Just comment underneath there, DM us, whatever you need to do. And they continue to come in, but we're going to have to whittle this down. I don't know, 8?
Yeah, one per week seems reasonable. I mean, believe me, I would love to eat ice cream every meal a day, 3 meals a day. I would do it. But I mean, we cannot get to all these places. We love the recommendations. I don't know how we're going to whittle it down. We'll have to just pick something on every side of town.
And some hidden gems that I haven't heard of really like. I mean, there are great ice cream places, east side, west side. Don't be afraid. I don't care if it's in wherever it might be. It's if it's in Warren or something. Like, just let the suggestions fly, and you have, so that we can whittle them down and figure out what's either close to us. I mean, we do drive all over the place as well, so maybe we can hit something south. I don't know.
Well, yesterday, what was the one yesterday? It was like Fantasy Delight, which sounded amazing that we had to go to. Now, someone today is recommending Hasty Tasty in Amherst.
That is not a place.
It's a place.
It's called Hasty Tasty.
Hasty Tasty.
If I were to make up Hasty Tasty as a bit on the show, you would have denied that.
Correct. But Hasty Tasty.
Can somebody tell me about that?
It's apparently in Amherst, and it's Hasty spelled H-A-S-T-E-E, and then Tasty the same way, T-A-S-T-E-E.
So, oh, it is. That's cute.
How about that?
4.4 Google review. Hasty Tasty.
You got King Cone. You got JoJo's Creamery. There's Scoop Seville.
Yeah.
There's Fantasy Delight and Aurora right again. I mean, this is unbelievable. 310 recommendations and the list grows.
Oh, my goodness.
So we will have to narrow it down. We will have to go like one place a week. And get our scoop. And then once we whittle it down to the places we're going, how, are we all three trying the same flavor?
I don't know.
Are we
going to
try three different flavors?
Are we separate? Are we,
Yeah. Do we go on our own so we can cover more territory?
We'll probably have to do that. There might be sometimes that makes sense, but I don't know how we're all going to get together. How are we all going to go to the Hasty Tasty?
I don't know. Heavenly Creamery? Francis says there's a place called Heavenly Creamery in Conneaut. How do we
how
not
can
go
that
there?
Be bad? How can Heavenly Creamery possibly
I wanna go
be bad?
There.
I
Heavenly
like this.
Creamery.
This Hasty Tasty's cute.
Carrie says go to King Cone, get the no name. Why? What's the no name?
King Cone.
What's that?
I don't know what that is in particular. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. That's also next level.
They've
got a couple locations, I believe. Yeah.
Hasty Tasty has a counterpart, Hot Dog Heaven, right across the street.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I gotta go to both if I'm there. How far is Amherst? It's 20 minutes from Mentor. I know that.
Right. I'm sure it is. It's not even 20 minutes from Westlake. That's far. Dairy Grove.
Oh, that's right. It's just north of Whiskeyville. Forgot about that.
Whiskeyville.
Yep. Southwest of Lorain. All right. We'll get to some more of these comments coming up next. I think that's a good suggestion, having Stevie write down every single name.
That's a terrible idea.
All 312 comments we have so far. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, and put them in a bowl. Well,
someone suggested putting them in a bowl, and then we draw a name as to where we go. Stevie is not writing down 312 names.
Can I just go on record? And we're having some of these suggestions. And I don't care. I mean, I'm thinking ice cream, but if a place is known for their milkshakes or anything, I mean, let us know. Not the biggest malt guy. I'm not going to lie. I'm getting some suggestions on malt. I don't know why I don't really like them that much.
A malt tastes like a Whopper, right?
Yeah.
Man, it's not my favorite either.
Like, people love.
They do.
Love malts.
Like, my mother loves an ice malt.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm. It's like people that love root beer. Same thing. They love, or floats. I don't like floats.
I do. I like floats.
Really? It makes it so
Dr. Pepper float the other day.
Frothy.
It's basically a float at McDonald's that you like, isn't it? The dirty
the
soda?
Dirty
is that
soda.
Kind of a float or no?
No, it is a dirty soda. I don't know. It doesn't get all like foamy and make the milk, the ice cream all frothy.
I take it back. I don't mean to insult that at all. I know how you are with
with
that dirty soda.
It was so good. I've had three now.
That was over the week.
I need to stop. Like, I have to control myself. It's a problem. But I agree with you. And listen, Scoop Squad, we're doing scoops. I mean, it's just ice cream, I think. We can't do them, right? Are we adding in shakes and drinks and stuff like that?
What if they're known for that is my only question. I think it's ice cream. I think we got it.
I think
because
we're
rating it 1 to 5 scoops.
Yeah.
5 being the best. 1 is something we just probably wouldn't go back to, maybe.
Right. I think we have to keep it simple and stick with scoops.
Yeah.
So we're just doing scoops.
Oh, Stephanie says Cooper's in Eastlake. I always drive past that. I have never been there and always wondered if they had good ice cream.
Mary Beth says Dairy King in Independence. What's interesting, Mary Beth, is there is a Dairy King in North Ridgeville right on Lorain Road, close to where I live. The kids love to go there. She says her favorite is a Twist soft serve with crunch coat.
Oh.
I love crunch coat at Dairy Queen. I've never had it anywhere else.
I bet it's great.
Mm.
So once again, the Scoop Squad continues. This is all about you. We appreciate it. If you have another place, 216-343-1021. We'll have to accumulate all of the places and then eventually end up whittling them down. But Scoop Squad continues on Star 102. Star 102, good morning.
Hello. I wanted to make another two suggestions for ice cream places.
Good. Scoop Squad, unite. We would love to hear them.
Okay. Number one is Top Ice Cream in Put-in Bay. The second place is Country Made Ice Cream in Richfield. Right
yes.
Coliseum.
The place is amazing. Right across the street.
Right?
It is. What is your go-to flavor there? Love Country Made.
Have you been to Country Made, Tim?
It's so
what
good.
What flavor did you say you got there?
Chocolate.
Oh,
we
that's
said
right.
this yesterday.
Chocolate.
White building, I believe. Red doors right there
right.
in the front. I don't remember if they have a pickup window. There's no drive-thru, though. It's been there forever.
What's the flavor to get there?
4.8 stars out of 5?
Wow.
In the center of the universe? Oh, my God. That's where it's at.
And they have, and I'm giving them a shout-out because they have brand new owners. Two younger kids that met there when they were working when they were 15 years old, and they just bought it.
How do you not love the story, Jen?
That's amazing.
They are made for Country Made.
That might be our first stop. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.